Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Eimear Byrne, a 30-year-old teacher from Wicklow, has been fighting for her health since childhood. Through extraordinary strength and determination, she's already overcome unimaginable challenges, including surviving a ruptured aneurysm and a severe stroke. Now Eimear's facing her greatest battle yet. So doctors have discovered that there's three more aneurysms. She urgently needs a third open heart surgery to save her life. This critical procedure is not available here in Ireland, so it means that Eimear must travel to the US for the treatment. The cost of the life-saving surgery is €600,000, an overwhelming amount for any individual or family to bear, as you can imagine. I'm joined on the line by Eimear and her sister Niamh. Thank you both for being with us this afternoon. Eimear, can I come to you first? How are you feeling, and tell us the story maybe.
So first of all, thank you so much for having me on air. I really appreciate it.
Delighted to have you, Eimear.
So it has been very stressful, as you can imagine. I think the fact that my sister had to set up the GoFundMe to help fund this life-saving surgery, I never thought I would be in a situation like this. But I have to say the community support and the town of Arklow have just been unbelievable. They're all rallying around me. They're organising fundraisers. They're doing everything they can just to try and get me to America.
And I know I read here, you know, you're a private family. It's yeah, not an easy thing to go through, to put yourself forward like that. Eimear, just explain to us, when did you first get sick?
So I first found out that I had a connective tissue disorder when I was 10 years old. And I had my first open heart surgery, which was successful, and I was back to normal. Then, unfortunately, in about 4 years ago, I was at home and my aneurysm ruptured, and I had to be rushed in for my second emergency open heart surgery. And unfortunately, because it was an emergency, I ended up suffering a severe stroke after that surgery, where I had to learn the basic life skills of life again. So I couldn't talk, I couldn't eat, I couldn't walk. But through sheer determination, I managed to get my life back and I got back to doing everything again. But then unfortunately, back summer of last year, I discovered that I had three more aneurysms that need to be operated on urgently. And unfortunately, in Ireland, we don't have the surgeons, the equipment, or the aftercare that's needed to survive a surgery that I need. So for the best outcome and for the best mortality rate, I need to go to America.
And how did you feel hearing that, Eimear, can I ask you?
Devastated.
Yeah.
That's the one word. I was absolutely devastated. I had been through so much already. And the fact that I had only really recovered the last year or two from my last surgery, and then to be told, actually, you need to have a third surgery, but also that it can't be done in America. Or sorry, that it has to be done in America.
Yeah.
It was shocking. It was very shocking.
And even, I mean, the recovery from these operations each time, Eimear, is huge. I know that. And, you know, that's not even including a severe stroke where you've had to relearn how to walk, how to talk, how to live your life again, Eimear.
Yeah, absolutely. When the recovery from my first surgery when I was 10, it was about 6 weeks. So I actually managed to recover quite quickly, luckily, from that surgery. But the recovery from my last surgery 4 years ago, it took years. It has been a long time. And I even still have the after effects still even to this day. obviously from the stroke, but like my strength and stuff wouldn't be as strong as what it used to be. Then to now on top of all that, have to go and contemplate having a third open heart surgery. It's very difficult.
I can only imagine. The operations that you've gone through and, you know, regardless of that, you've still managed to go through the education system and train to become a teacher as well.
Yes, I have. I think that's something that a lot of people would say about me, is that I am quite stubborn. So even though I have all of these health issues, I never let that stop me. It doesn't define me. Yes, I have these issues, but I don't let it define me. So I knew from a very young age that I wanted to be a teacher. And I just have a passion for teaching. I absolutely love going in every day to the children. So I made sure that I was going to get through college and I was going to get the job that I love and keep fighting.
And you've done that. And what kind of a reaction have you had from your students, from the school?
Bless them. They've all been. Now, I'm in first class. So bless them. A lot of them don't understand what's going on, but they just know, oh, like Moontour is sick. So they've been making cards and they've been so cute. They're lovely.
So, you teach first class, which is what, seven, eight-year-olds, is it?
7, 8-year-olds,
yeah. Yeah. Wow. So what does a typical day look like at the moment, Emer, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah. Typical day, it's that I would, to be honest, it actually is that I'm at night time, I struggle to go to sleep because I have that worry of, will I actually wake up in the morning? And then obviously when I wake up in the morning and I've continued to go to school, I've continued to work for the time being, and I love my time, the 6 hours that I'm in school. I'm so focused on my children and I'm just loving being in with them. But then once I come home...
And do you
home,
have the energy to do that, Emer?
It's a struggle.
Yeah.
it can be a struggle, but to be honest, I actually just put all of my energy into those 6 hours with the children. And then I come home and where I should be relaxing and taking it easy, I can't because we're trying to get all of these fundraisers and the GoFundMe. So on top of having stress of, like, I have to go to America for a surgery, then you also have the stress of trying to get the funds, which has just been crazy.
Yeah, I know. And putting yourself out there, and it sounds like it's not, you know, it's not something that you'd normally kind of go along with or be familiar with.
No, absolutely not. I have been I am a very private person completely, and only very small amount of people knew my exact circumstances. That's just how I've always been. I just like to be private, and because as I said before, I don't want it to define me, so I didn't think people need to know. But unfortunately, that was taken out of our hands and we had no choice but to open it up to everyone.
We are, and we're opening it up today. There's so many texts coming in about you, how incredible you are, how brave you are, what an inspiration you are. Send out the details so we can support this girl, and we'll get to that in a moment. Your sister Niamh is on the line. Niamh, can I bring you in here?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Your sister, to say she's a fighter would be an understatement, wouldn't it?
Yeah, an absolute understatement. I don't think you'd ever find a word to just exactly describe and encapsulate the person she truly is, because she's just amazing. She really is.
We hear, you know, when we often say people are mentally strong or, you know, they're stubborn or, you know, but this is another level, isn't it, of strength?
It is, and it's something that I don't think many people would ever be able to even imagine, never mind be able to carry on like she does and to just get on with everything as she has done over the years and how she is now. You know, a lot of people wouldn't want to get out of bed in the morning, and she just does her best to continue on with everything that she can. And, you know, she's so incredible, and I don't think she always knows that either.
Yeah, well, I hope she can hear us loud and clear today. How are the family coping with it all, Niamh?
It's a very stressful time. I think the uncertainty of everything is what causes a lot of kind of stress and feelings of anxiousness. It's just constant go, go, go. You know, you're on phone calls, you've people messaging you, and you're checking your GoFundMe, you're trying to organise fundraisers, contact different people, get permissions to do things, and it's just, you don't get a break and you just can't shut off. And it's just, it's so constant that it's just exhausting as well. But like, as Emer has said, like, the support we've had in our community is just, it is outstanding and it is amazing. And we're so grateful. And, you know, they're organising so much now. There's a lot in the pipeline that they're doing. But I suppose our big message is just to try get it nationwide if we can. You know, 600,000 is just such a large sum of money to raise. And, you know, as a family, we want Emer to get to America. We want her to get there safely. And, you know, we want her to get the best chance to recover and to still be with us, you know. And we don't want to lose her. And, you know, that's a very big possibility. You know, it is life or death, really. And we're trying to stay hopeful, I suppose, and positive as much as we can. Just to keep her going so that we get there. And, you know, then hopefully in years to come, she can help others that need the help also.
Yeah. It must be so scary to watch your sister go through this and to experience it with your own family. It must feel surreal at times. Tell us about the fundraising. Yeah. How can people get involved and where are you at the moment? Because this is a nationwide campaign now and it's our job to put it out there, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, that's excellent. And there's an array of things going on. So for starters, our kind of main fundraising event is the 8th of May. It's in the Arklow Bay Hotel and it's a music night. So we have three artists. We have Deja Vu, a band. We have a local artist, Sean Fox, singing. And we have a local artist, James Reid. And excellent raffle prizes on the night. You know, some of the raffle prizes we've been donated Apple iPads. We've been donated electric scooters. The support we've had is incredible. So that's kind of our first night, the 8th of May, Arklow Bay Hotel. Tickets are on sale on Great Events. Another huge event that we're doing is we have two schools, my school and Emer's school, are taking part in a skydive on the 16th of May. So we're doing two sisters, two schools, one goal. And our goal is to get the money and get Emer to America. So 12 of us will be jumping out of a plane on the 16th of May. And other kind of things in the background as well is asking schools nationwide to, on a specific week, to wear their own clothes and on uniform day. And, you know, if we could get that one whole week, that everyone in the schools wear their own clothes and, you know, they support Emer's fundraiser. So that's also something that we're trying to work on.
And Niamh, from a listener's point of view today, the GoFundMe page is live, obviously.
It is, yeah.
And what's that? How do they find that? What's it called?
So if you search GoFundMe and Emer Byrne, it actually should be one of the first that comes up. It's also in the trending. So if you click into GoFundMe and search Emer Byrne or search Emer Byrne Arklow, it comes straight up.
And it's E-I-M-E-A-R.
E-I-M-E-A-R, yeah.
B-Y-O-R-N. Just to be clear. Yeah. Brilliant. Where's the GoFundMe, where is it at the moment? In terms of...
It's at about 85,000 at the moment.
85,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's doing well, but we still have a long way to go.
Okay. Well, we're pushing the message out today. I'll share it on my social media as well, because there's no option here, Niamh. We need to get Emer to America. This is life-saving.
Yeah, and that's the scary thing, I think, as well, is when you've come down the line and you've eliminated all of your options and you only have one left, there's nowhere else to turn. You know, it's this or nothing. And I think that's the scary part of it as well.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And you must be scared, Emer.
Yeah, absolutely, because as Niamh said, like at this stage, like, there's no other options. The GoFundMe is the only option that we have, and unfortunately it is life or death. Like, every day is a blessing for me, so we just need to push and try to get the people of Ireland behind me, because all the people in Arklow are behind me, so now we need to get the people of Ireland.
Yeah, it must be so surreal to say those words out loud. I can't even imagine, Emer, what you're going through.
No. Yeah, no, it is. It's a bit of a... It's like you're living in a dream some of the time.
Yeah.
It's crazy that this is a situation, but this is a situation now, so all we can do is keep going.
And what I find absolutely astonishing is that it's the scariest thing you'll ever go through, clearly, for you and your family, and yet you still turn up for work and think of those students for 6 hours a day. It's absolutely, I am blown away by your strength. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to get out of the bed in the mornings. I think you're incredible. I know the listeners around the country will be completely taken by your story today. Is there a timeline, Emer, just to get practical again on this?
It was recommended that the surgery should have gone ahead last October.
Okay.
So that's over as soon as we've contacted people over in America. Like we've contacted surgeons and stuff. So they are literally ready and waiting to go. So the second that I say to them I have the funds, I'll be over in America. So as soon as we can get them.
So there's a patient number has been assigned and they're ready to go with the surgery. It's
they
a case
are.
Of you getting there, is it?
Literally, yeah. That's
okay.
It.
And will you be able to have someone travel with you? How will that work?
Yeah, I will. My sister and my mum are going to come over with me.
Okay.
So we'll have the support over there still.
Oh, well, we really hope that that you get there. Like I say, I will share it later on my own platforms. We will all push it out today. I know the listeners will do their job as well, and we will all contribute and do our very best to get you to the States, Emer.
Thank you so
someone
much.
Says the Department of Health should fund this. Hopefully they're listening. Policy is that procedures not available in Ireland are paid for abroad. So let the public get behind this and insist they do. So have
they're
you...
Not. We've contacted local TDs and we've contacted the Minister of Health. And because it's in America, they will only fund surgeries in the UK, the EU and Switzerland. So, and we're continue to fight it, but no, they're... That's what we were saying when Niamh was saying, it's like we've gone through all the avenues and unfortunately this is literally the last thing that's left. So...
Okay. Emer, you're an incredible girl to talk to us today and to share your real story. It's your lived reality right now and we hope that changes for you. We wish
thank you
well
you so
and thank you to Niamh as well. She sounds like such a brilliant, supportive sister.
She is. She's unbelievable.
Yeah, and she sounds as strong as you, which is fantastic. We will follow up, no doubt, and I will share all of that a little bit later on my own channels as well, like I say. But we wish
you
well.
So
there are so many texts, Emer, coming in here and they will continue to flow in. When do they need the money raised by? Is there a provisional surgery date? The surgery will happen as soon as Emer can get there. That's what's happened. Apparently, the people in the States have sent her patient number, which means it's up to us to get the money for her to get there. It must be scary to watch your sister go through this. Of course it is. And how are you feeling about what's ahead? God love them. There's just an outpouring of sympathy and understanding and appreciation for your strength, Emer. So we wish you well and we will talk to you soon, I hope.
Absolutely. Thank you again.
Thank you and take care. The GoFundMe page, it's trending on the GoFundMe. And thank you to Niamh as well for joining us and sharing that story. So honestly, lots of events going on all around Arklow and the Arklow Bay Hotel. There's two schools getting involved. And then the GoFundMe page, it's trending on GoFundMe, the website. And Emer Byrne, E-I-M-E-A-R is the spelling for Emer, on GoFundMe as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.